Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the day when we remember the Holy Spirit coming to the disciples in a new way. Now, they had seen Jesus after the resurrection, and they had received the Holy Spirit. Remember, he said, "Peace I give to you, peace I leave with you, receive the Holy Spirit." And they said, "Thank you very much." And they didn't leave the upper room right away, did they? They were afraid. Remember Thomas, all of those good stories? But eventually, they stepped out of that room. Jesus said, "I am sending you out." That's what the word apostle means. I didn't mean it literally, Carlos. Sending you out from here. And when they came out into that square with tongues of fire dancing on their head and the rush of wind, something incredible happens. It says in the text that they spoke plainly in all kinds of tongues. There were all kinds of people from all over the world, from every nation, it says, they were there. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, but apparently not the other part of Libya, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes. They were all there and they all heard this plain speaking of the Spirit in their own tongues. Plain speech. You know, so often we associate the gift of the Spirit with glossolalia, which is the speaking of tongues that nobody can understand. And there are some traditions in which you're not really a Christian until you speak in tongues, but the text talks about plain speaking that everyone can understand. That's what's received that day. And everyone was, it says, amazed. Just amazed. Amazed to hear about this God who had gifted God's only Son, to hear about healing and to hear about joy and about grace. They were amazed to hear not only in their own tongues, but they also were amazed to hear what God had to say in plain speech. They were so amazed that they thought that the disciples were filled with new wine. But it's just 9 o'clock in the morning. Or 5 o'clock somewhere. No, you see, what God is declaring is what you hear from Joel. That the last days have come and that God is pouring out God's Spirit on all flesh. Not just the selected few, not just the ones who are good enough, not just the ones who go to seminary, not just the ones who sing in the choir, not just the leaders, not just the ones who dress up in funny clothes, but on all flesh. That's why I love that Pastor Dom put the flames over you and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. On that day, it isn't just a one-day thing. On that day, the church receives its renewal. Its new command. On that day, the church is no longer what it was before. Because the Spirit is among us. Well, if we just receive those flames on the day of Pentecost and then go about business as usual, we're like a dead and dying balloon. Pretty for just a little while. but in the end, returned to dust. Worthless. Useless. You see, I think sometimes what we've done is we've tied the knot on the end of our spiritual life. We've closed off the Spirit. And we've said, well, we've arrived. We've received the Holy Spirit. God has done God's thing. It's sort of like if you keep breathing in, can you do it? What do you have to do eventually? You've got to exhale. And frankly, if coming to worship is inhaling, I sure hope you start exhaling at some point, or you'll all faint before you get out the door. You see, we receive God's grace and God's love and God's power, God's community. But then we've got to let it go. We've got to exhale. And the exhalation is what we call ministry. Ministry is the church exhaling. Exhaling God's Spirit, which is ever present. Exhaling God's healing, which is all around us. Exhaling God's Word, which is a free gift. Exhaling grace for the sake of the world, so that the renewal which begins in us does not belong to us, but gets let go. For the church to be the church, we need to take the flames down from the ceiling and carry them with us and hold them over other people. They'd think we were crazy. And say, I give you a gift of grace and healing and hope. Because what Christ seeks is not the renewal of the church, but the renewal of all flesh, of the whole cosmos. Well, it begins in you today. I saw it a couple of weeks ago as people gathered at the Central State Synod, and they gathered around my friend Dina and they laid hands on her in her ordination. And you know, you could almost see the Holy Spirit. All these uptight white men. And a few uptight white women kneeling around my friend Dina, who is from India, who is the sweetest and most powerful presence of the Spirit, that she actually scares you. Because when she comes up and she says, oh, Pastor, bless you, she actually means it. And you sort of go, whoa, you know. I felt the Spirit that day. I felt the Spirit from all those thousands of miles away when you gathered in a congregational meeting and decided to take a chance and move forward with life. So take that renewal from this place and give it to the world. And then Pentecost is happening. Amen.